Well, good Sunday morning, everybody. The day after 9/11, 9/12 of 2021. IMCA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Good Sunday morning, everybody. I hope that you're drinking coffee, tea, orange juice, water, which you need to drink a lot of that, whatever it may be, and know that that God has you. And today's Sunday, it's a refreshing Sunday. And I want to remind you of several things, a couple of quick announcements. First is, if you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, hey, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page. Yes, I have a Facebook page, and we do Facebook Lives every so often on our live cast. Search up on Facebook, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button. And also, subscribe if you have an Apple phone. All you Apple phone guys out there, just like me, subscribe to Apple, okay? Apple Podcast, there's a, on your main screen, if you have it, if you see your icon, you should have it. It's purple, and it says Apple Podcast. Tap on that, search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, subscribe for what? Free. That's right, you'll see the old coffee beans on there. Now, if you have the Android phone, I want you to download Google Podcast. That's right, Google Podcast. Search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast as well and subscribe for free. That has the new logo on it. Now, exciting news. Not only are we on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, we are on the big one too, another network, Amazon Music, the big one we call it, the big one. That's right, Amazon Music. If you have Amazon Music, search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You will see the new logo on there. Subscribe for free. And you got the Audible? Same thing. Subscribe for free. Or you know, I can't think of the name of that thing. The Google Assistant, and she'll pull it up for you, okay? Okay. All right, you know what? All right, before we kick off on some more music, I want to read a Bible devotion for you, okay? And right now, we're going to surround ourselves with a song. You know, the book of Psalms. Chapter 32 and verse 7, Scripture reminds us, "You shall surround me with songs of deliverance." You know, someone has said that when faith is strong, troubles begin trifles. Well, that doesn't mean our troubles aren't true, friends, as they might be, and even that didn't even exist. But God takes them more seriously, so seriously that He sent Jesus Christ into the world to deal with the root of the cause, which is sin. But just as Jesus triumphed over death, so He helps us triumph over trouble, even in the midst of our troubles. The Bible says, "I will turn their mourning to joy." And you may want to highlight this, the book of Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 13. So how does this happen? By looking in faith to God. He has not abandoned us. He has no plan. He has plans for us in our future. He can even give us an optimistic spirit, somewhat like the Englishman I had heard say during World War II one time, and he mentioned this, who stood looking at a deep hole in the ground where his bomb shed home once stood. Quote from him, "I always did want a basement. I did," he said. "Now I can jolly well build one, another house, just like I always wanted." So surround yourself in a song, and that's what we're here to do. We're here to play you some uplifting music, not only on Uplifting Wednesdays, but on Sunday Morning Praise. But you know what? In remembrance of 9/11, which was yesterday, I want to take about 15 seconds of silence to remember, even though it was yesterday, we're going to do it on Sunday Morning Praise. So let's give 15-second time out to just pause and remember the people that have perished and the warriors that saved crazy things from happening, like the Capitol being hit potentially and other things. So let's give 15 seconds to those souls. Amen. All right, let's kick it off, Ray Bolt. Sunday Morning Praise. Pledge the allegiance to the Lamb. Remember that.
Men hated Jesus. Even though He did nothing but love them and teach them and heal them, they nailed Him to a cross. They thought they had killed Him, but they only set Him free to live in the hearts of people like you and me who believe in Him. Then came the apostles, and most of them were killed for telling other people about Jesus. But by that time, it was too late. There were hundreds of people who believed in Jesus. So they tortured them and killed them, and they even left their bodies to rot as an example to other people. But the church kept right on growing, watered by the blood of these precious saints.
But Dad, did they want to die?
No. They didn't want to die. I mean, many of them had children just like you that they had to leave behind. But they were forced to make a choice. They could choose to live this one life here on earth and reject Jesus and be damned. Or they could choose to believe in the words of Jesus and live forever.
I think I understand.
Here, maybe this will help you understand.
I have heard how Christians long ago were brought before a tyrant's throne, and they were told that he would spare their lives if they would renounce the name of Christ. But one by one they chose to die. The Son of God, they would not deny. The great angelic choir sings. I can almost hear their voice. But if you are,
know which choice you're going to make. Because I know that Jesus lives inside of you. In the meantime, just pray like I taught you how to. Take care of your mom. And remember that God is the Father.
Amen. That's an oldie but goodie. Back in 1990, Ray Bolts, "I Pledge the Allegiance to the Lamb." Well, welcome to Sunday Morning Praise. Good morning, everybody, on September, the day after 9/11, September the 12th, 2021. Where were you when 9/11 hit? I'd love to hear about it. Why don't you email me? And I would just love to hear your thoughts where you were at. I'll share my thoughts. I'll go ahead and share my thoughts on the air with you guys. But yeah, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, welcome to Sunday Morning Praise with CA. I'll tell you exactly where I was at. I was working in downtown Fort Worth. Of course, we're at Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas. But I was working in downtown Fort Worth off of Henderson Street, not too far from Interstate I-30. I'd opened up a self-storage facility out there, and I was doing filing, and the world stood still when I heard about the first plane entering in, and my heart nearly stopped and just had tears rolling down my eyes. And I said, God, could this be almost the end of the world? Are you coming back soon? And of course, he don't want us to know that, but boy, our world had changed, hasn't it? Okay, that's my storyline. But I want to thank everybody, including our USO radio network that listens, all of our military troops. We really support our troops out there, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Space Force. Almost nearly forgot that. Coast Guard. Didn't want to forget you guys either. All right. Have you ever been in situations to where you're just depressed and you're down and out and you're like, man, I just don't know? Well, I want to remind you something. This is another oldie but goodie back in 1990. I get a lot of requests for it. Al Denson on Sunday Morning Praise with CA. Hey, I know you know. I know a love. Listen to the words.
Seems like a lie. wrestling in my heart and my mind. A disturbance and a tension I cannot seem to drive. And if I'm honest, there's quite a bit of fear. To sit here in this silence and really hear you.
I'll tell you what, I just love Plum. God Help Me, exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Good Sunday morning, everybody. This is CA, and we're just having a great time here at Faith Studio One in Fort Worth, Texas. Got another Bible devotion that I want to read to you. It's called Truly Transform. If you go to the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, it says, present your bodies as a living sacrifice and do not be conformed to this world. You know, others can say that goes on inside of you, your thoughts and your emotions, your dreams and your motives. Nor can they see your inner commitment to Christ. All they can see is your body that will be judged. What is on the outside of you by the seeing on the inside. The frown signals concern, disapproval. Smile signals gratitude or welcome. A clench of fist signals hostility or anger. Do you see why Paul tells us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice? Friends, the reason is simple. The way we use our bodies will signal to others what we really are on the inside. We may claim to follow Christ, but our actions tell a different story. In fact, friends, people have a right to question our claim. You know, our dress, our speech, our habits all should honor Christ. We are to be blameless and pure, children of God without fault in the midst of the crook and the deprived generations. Find that in the book of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 15. Let me ask you guys something. Does your inner action signal your inner commitment to Christ? I want you to think about that, okay? All right, I got another song kicking off here for you on Sunday Morn Praise. This one's kind of a little bit of a happy tune. Her name is Rachel Zelow, and her son is about a little over a year old. And U.S. Marine Jordan, she has a husband that she's married to. And I met Rachel on Instagram, the funniest thing about it. I hope to have her on our show sometime. There's a lot of people I want to get on our podcast show. That's like I'm really committing to you guys to try to commit to. Like me on my Facebook page, because you'll see a lot of that on there. I always post that on there. Again, it's the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Again, check that like button for free. But Rachel Zelow has a song. It's kind of an uplifter that I think you guys are going to love. It's one of her latest and new ones. Well, I say new. It's a little over a year old. It's called Heaven's Song. What a beautiful, talented lady. Rachel Zelow, my friend. Heaven's Song on Sunday Morning Praise of CA. Good morning. Amen. There we go. We the Kingdom. Very popular new group that's out. God So Loved. Amen. Amen. Okay, before I get ready to kick off another one on Sunday Morning Praise, I want to share this with you a little bit. I get a lot of requests for this. I know it isn't Christmas time yet. That I understand. And people have asked me, CA, will you please share this again? I will be absolutely more than glad to share this with you all. I grew up in church all my life at different churches. And I'm going to date it way back to the old Baptist church. And there was a group out called the Spears Family. Now, there was two different kinds of gospel groups. There was back in my day, and I'm dating myself back in the 70s, in my young years, back when my dad was a captain, bus captain on the bus route. Let's go back to the Baptist church that I went to, and let's date it back to the Wills Family. There was a group called the Wills Family, a very popular gospel group, family gospel group, and the Spears, very popular. There's Mama Spear, Papa Spear. I've seen them at the Nazarene Church, the Methodist Church, the Baptist Church. They traveled all around them in the Wills Family. Well, Papa Spear, I should say, passed away a few years ago, and his wife passed away. They started passing away. They're up in Glory Land, up in heaven. You probably have seen them on pre-tape on the Bill Gaither Show. And the lovely, talented Ben Spear, who was married to Rebecca Spear. He found happiness and he got married. God bless him. I got to talk to Ben Spear, became pretty good friends with him. He's really a great guy, guys. And he has a song out. I want y'all to hear it. Now, I know this is more Christmassy, but we need some happiness, especially after 9/11. We're kind of somber after 20 years. And we need something to just kind of give us a little bit of an extra uplift on a Sunday morn, on Sunday morn praise. So here we go. Let's listen to it. Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. Be here before you know it.
Shine on, oh beauty.
Y'all ready?
Are these conversations filled with doubt? We dismiss what we can't figure out.
Speak. unified. Our color is skin, the clothes we're in, that valley's deep and wide. We overlook the broken, the homeless, and discard the poor. While we celebrate the rich and the beautiful with a wide open door. I'm sorry we're nothing like you. You chose to bear a cross. We choose to give you parts of us, and rarely the parts that cost. Now it's long overdue, but I can't dilute what we seem to have put on the shelf. I can't speak for us all, but I gotta believe I'm speaking for more than myself when I say I'm sorry.
Sunday Morning Praise with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Well, friends, we're going to get ready to close out. This is a special tribute for the late Billy Graham that was done by Michael W. Smith. I want you to listen to the song, listen to the words, listen to the late Dr. Graham. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, now is the time to listen and open your heart to Him. Here we go.
People like me dream of filling auditoriums and hopefully making some kind of difference in the lives of others. There's a man I'm proud to know who has definitely filled not only churches and auditoriums, but stadiums and coliseums for decades. Not just here, but around the world. He stood before millions, and he sat with world leaders. Everywhere he's gone, he's taken the message of the gospel, and the world is different because of that one man. That man's name is Billy Graham. And tonight, we pay tribute to the heart of this sermon. Dr. Graham, this one's for you. Sky. Just leave it to me.
steps. Just leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
You know what? Christ will change you. And I want to play that. I wanted to play that on a special request from one of my listeners and everything. And again, thank you so much for all your faithfulness. Thank you for listening to us on the Sunday Morning Praise with CA on iHeartRadio. Let's close out in prayer as we get refreshed and as y'all get ready to go to church or spend time with your family or watch your church services online. Let's come united in prayer. Friends, remember, prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, or if you want to also share your remembrance of 9/11, please feel free to do so. I'd love to hear it and love to read it. It is morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, again, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. And if you're on Amazon Music, follow me now on Amazon Music, okay? We're all over the network. Let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much on a Sunday. Father God, I just pray you be with us, guide us, watch over, protect us. Let us have a refreshed day as we get ready to start a refreshed work week upcoming. Oh Lord, you got your hands upon us. We give all of our faith, hope, and trust in you. We thank you for all you do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Friends, remember the sun does rise on the other side. Another thing, too, I want you to remember to enjoy life. L-I-F-E, what? Exclamation point. Dot. Again, this is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network, fixing to get ready to saddle up and leave Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas. Thank you again for all your love and support. On October the 9th, quick note, we will be 3 years on radio and on the air. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to give a round of applause to that and some Morning Crow real quick before we head out. Yes, and some Morning Crow. Thank you so much. I really can't thank you guys enough. I'm going to be sharing that testimony as we get closer to October the 9th. Again, thank you. 3 years on the air. Hard to believe. All right, y'all have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.